Hi there, it's Claire Elsby, one of the hosts of the Pain-Free Living podcast with Bob Allen. Bob and I have been discussing what topics would be good for the podcast. And one of the things that he's talked about from a physical therapy aspect is the autonomic nervous system. And he used lots of very long words and explained how it all worked in terms of our bodies. I would like to talk about how it actually affects our mind and how it actually regulates our emotions. So I won't get as technical as Bob, but let's start. Let's get on with it. So what is the autonomic nervous system? The ANS, that basically is how we regulate our emotions. And it is managed by the vagus nerve. So the vagus nerve runs from the back of our, if we can feel it really, well, we can't feel it, but we can imagine it. From the back of our neck, if you like, and runs all the way through our bodies and effectively goes into the gut. And I understand that that is actually where our gut instinct comes from. So I quite like that. So what is the autonomic nervous system? So it's made up of two parts. It's the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. So if we are triggered with our sympathetic nervous system, this would be at an extreme, our fight or flight response. If it's our parasympathetic nervous system, then that would be our rest and digest response. So that's the calmer one of the two. And we all know what it's like when we're starting to feel a little bit anxious. We can feel it in different places. Some of us feel it in our chest and things start to flutter. Some of us feel it in the back of our neck and in our shoulders. And it's just where things are starting to get a little bit too much. And if we think of it as like a long line, so two arrows, so we've got our sympathetic pointing upwards and our parasympathetic going down, and a bit like an elastic band. And they're both sort of fairly taut. So we've got these two lines, vertical lines, and then if we can also think about two horizontal lines, so going across the middle and cutting across the middle of our elastic bands. This is what I would actually call our window of tolerance. So when we are feeling quite stressed, so we're going towards our fight or flight response and that's starting to feel triggered, what that really means is that our middle bit, our horizontal lines, are quite narrow. Whereas if we can keep our horizontal lines wider, it means that it's less likely that our sympathetic nervous system will be triggered. So emotional regulation is very much about trying to keep that window of tolerance as wide as possible so that we're less likely to go into these two extremes. So for some people, this is a real challenge. And especially when you sort of feel that you're on the edge. It's a feeling of constant stress, chronic stress or anxiety, then actually you might need to go and see your GP or a clinical therapist about how to actually manage these responses. But generally for most of us, the first step in anything like this is to become aware of our bodies and aware of where we think we are in our window. And if we can almost imagine this window, and our window will move during the day, it'll move from time of day, it'll move depending on what is going on for us, what stresses are put on us, what our expectations are. And if we think about stress itself and anxiety, in reality, that is actually a fear of uncertainty. And we don't know what's going to happen, so we start to overthink what might happen. So if we can increase our window of tolerance, make that wider, then we will be less likely to feel anxious. We will be able to cope more. And actually, that is what we're aiming for in someone who is psychologically flexible. In other words, you can manage your emotions, you can help regulate by being very aware of what your triggers are, where your window is in relation to what's going on for you, and knowing that actually I'm starting to feel a little bit anxious, I'm starting to feel, you can then regulate. And there are tools and tricks that you can use to actually bring yourself back into that window. So a big one, or a main one, would be breath work. And one of the fastest ways you can do this is called the psychological breath. So this is where you breathe in, and then once you get to the top of that, this is through your nose. Once you get to the top of that, you have another little breath through your nose, and then you take a very long breath out. And if you do that 4 or 5 times, that will start to stimulate your vagus nerve, which will start to stimulate your parasympathetic nerve, which will actually start to calm you down. And I've spoken to 3 people this week who've used it in anxious situations. One was going for a blood test, where in the past they've fainted and it's just been a nightmare and they've just been so worried about it. And they've gone into the blood test, they've told the nurse, the nursing practitioner, that, you know, this is a really anxious situation for them. And while they've been doing it, they've been doing this psychological breath, and it all was fine. So doing that is a really simple technique that you can use. Another one is a grounding technique. So this is about knowing where you are in the moment. It's bringing you back. So rather than overthinking, rather than your mind wandering to all the disaster situations that could possibly happen, catastrophizing, it actually brings you back to where you are. So a really good technique, and it's called a grounding technique, is where we take advantage of the 5 senses. And it's a really good idea to actually name the senses as you do them. So think of something that you can see and name it. Take a sniff, see what you can smell and name it. Taste something, see what's in your mouth, feel it and name it. Touch something, and what is it? What are you touching? And then what can you hear? And name it. And by doing that, you're bringing yourself back into the present, and you're getting away from the catastrophizing and the overthinking and the anxiety that's going on in your mind. Another thing you could do is tapping. So tapping is something that you've always got with you, and there are various techniques that you can use, but this tapping action on various points is known to calm your vagus nerve and bring you back into your window of tolerance. So just as a reminder then, to bring you back into your window of tolerance, my top 3 tips would be, first one is breathing, and the psychological breath would be the first one. Second one is grounding, so think of your 5 senses. And the third one would be tapping. Again, all those things bring you back into where you are in the moment. And this is all part of mindfulness. So again, it is about bringing you back so that you're aware of your body, rather than letting your mind get taken away with overthinking and catastrophizing. And by doing that, then you're reducing the anxiety that you're feeling, and that starts to help you emotionally regulate. And that loosens off those elastic bands I was talking about earlier, your parasympathetic and your sympathetic nervous system. I hope that's been helpful, and I look forward to seeing you on the next one. I really hope that was helpful. It's just a little snippet, mostly from the clients that I see and the information that I try and pass on. These are all tools that you can have in your psychological toolbox, and it's something that Bob and I are passionate about at the Pain Free Living podcast.